In early December, the assembly voted to change the process for obtaining commercial permits at the city building that serves as the primary pickup and drop-off point for cruise ship passengers in the summer months. The new rules require businesses to bid for vendor and outfitter spots outside the building, instead of paying a flat fee and established annual permit rates for commercial vehicles like taxis and buses. Despite having already adopted new code, the assembly believed there was still work to be done, and on Tuesday it approved several modifications to the rules. In response to requests from tour operators, it voted to increase the permit duration for vendors and outfitters from 1 year to 3 years, and to change the bidding process from sealed to an outcry auction. It also unanimously voted to fully eliminate the permit fee for electric vehicles. But there was considerable debate over the Fourth Amendment, which would increase the permit fee for large vehicles with 30 or more passengers from $1,000 to $2,000. Several members of the public said they agreed that fees should be increased, but asked the assembly to slowly increase the amount over time. Michelle Barker owns Sitka Bike and Hike.
These do need to be increased. You guys are right. But we just were shut down for 2 years, and we're so in debt, and we're just really working to get all that COVID debt paid off. So consider a ramp-up period. Like, give us some time. The way our companies work is our pricing is already set for 2023. We can't change a thing until 2024. If we have these huge fees up front this year, that's going to hurt a lot of us.
Trudy Pruitt owns Sitka Tours, one of a few companies that would be impacted by the large vehicle increase. She agreed with Barker that the fees should be increased, but the rates should ramp up.
We've had a couple of years that have been tough. So delightful response this year that we built back up just a little bit. I would be feeling punished if what it is that you're asking for me to have to point, you know, to pay out at this point in time.
Sponsor Tor Christensen said the thinking behind increasing the rates was twofold. Large buses had the biggest impact on the community during last cruise season, on traffic, emissions, and city infrastructure. And increasing the fees for the larger vehicles would equalize the rate all vehicles pay per passenger.
Right now, the smaller passenger vehicles are paying significantly more per passenger, about twice, and depending on the size. And plus, I know, at least me personally, I feel that a large reason why we have to charge the higher fees is because of the large vehicles.
Assemblymember Tim Pike agreed.
In terms of the impact those vehicles have on this facility, this is the cost that we think would be reasonable. And it's actually per seat per year. And some of those seats are filled multiple times a day. So, I mean, the cost per passenger is pretty minimal, even on these bigger buses. So, yeah, I do understand the concern for going from zero to something, but the costs and impacts have changed significantly, and I think that's the main reason why I'm in support of this.
But Mayor Steven Eisenbeiss noted that the city used to pay the bus companies to bring passengers from the cruise terminal to Harrigan Centennial Hall. Going from subsidizing those trips to increasing the rate the tour buses pay is a big change. And the policy wouldn't just impact the larger tour operators.
So when we come at this and we say that we can get more money, I would agree. I would think that Alaska Coach would pay $5,000 a bus. I think they'd pay $10,000 a bus to have a place to drop off. But we have to realize that that same fee, that same level of impingement is also going to go forward to a business like Sitka Tours. Is that who we want to be? Is that what we want to be?
Ultimately, the assembly was split, with members Christensen, Pike, and J.J. Carlson voting in favor, and Kevin Mosher, Chris Yested, and Mayor Eisenbeiss opposed. Member Crystal Duncan was absent. Since the ordinance didn't receive 4 no votes, it will advance to a final reading. But at that point, it will need a majority of assembly members to support it in order to pass. All 4 amendments will come before the assembly again at its next regular meeting on January 10th. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.